It's unofficially summer and housing looks hot. From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, sitting in for David Brancaccio. Memorial Day is often touted as the unofficial kickoff of summer, but when it comes to home sales, it's a day that actually straddles that industry's two busiest and most important seasons. Whether buying, selling, or building a home, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that after a miserable winter, some signs are pointing up.
Bad weather made for a dismal winter for housing. People don't want to traipse around snow mountains looking at new homes for sale. But then in April, housing starts jumped more than 20%. Permits were up for single-family homes and apartments, and new homes have been selling better.
Improvement in housing really has been a missing piece to this recovery, and we are encouraged to see some better numbers.
Michael Bale at U.S. Bank says mortgage rates remain low, below 4% for buyers with good credit, and home prices are steadily rising. Home builders are getting some love, too, says economist Stephanie Carroll at IHS Global Insight.
Construction costs. We've seen lumber prices dropping like a stone over the last couple of months.
Cheaper to build, still reasonably cheap to buy. Altogether, it could add up to a spring warming trend in housing for everyone from realtors to contractors to empty nesters hoping to finally sell out and move to that golf course condo in the sun. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Funeral homes have long been accused of scamming customers who are spending lots of money when they're grieving and vulnerable. In fact, a recent Federal Trade Commission investigation found fraudulent activity in the death care industry is actually on the rise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Every year, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, does an undercover investigation to make sure funeral homes are following the FTC's funeral rule, giving customers a price list immediately and not selling unnecessary services. Lois Greisman is in charge of the FTC's funeral enforcement. She says the idea is for consumers
to be able to take a deep breath and look at a document that says, this is what I'm going to pay. Can I really afford this?
Greisman says in 2014, about a quarter of the funeral homes the FTC investigated broke the rule.
It's certainly higher than we would like to see it.
T. Scott Gilligan is general counsel for the National Funeral Directors Association. He says on average, the FTC finds 18% to 25% of funeral homes breaking the rule. Gilligan insists it's not fraud.
It's a complicated rule. It's very easy to slip up. And the problem is you're only as good as your worst staff member.
Funeral homes face fines of up to $16,000 per rule violation. They can avoid fines by enrolling in a training program run by the Funeral Directors Association. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Overseas markets are mostly closed here today, and same for the U.S. for Memorial Day. In Asia, however, they saw big gains with the Nikkei in Japan and the Shanghai Composite both hitting multi-year highs. It's unofficially summer, and housing looks hot. There's no question that oil is extremely sensitive to changes in the economy, and few places know that better than North Dakota. But it's not all about petroleum there. Marketplace's Annie Baxter recently traveled to the town of Williston, North Dakota, and discovered some other telling economic metrics, like hot dogs and U-Haul trucks. Here's Annie.
When I met Mitch Petrosic a couple months ago outside the U-Haul he was working at in Williston, the first thing I noticed were his hot dogs. They were lined up on a grill.
Oh, I'm just making them now, but they'll be left over. I'll eat two now, two for dinner, and then two for breakfast.
Now, to be fair, his diet included a few other things.
Power bars, granola bars, you know, stuff that you can eat that you don't have to warm up. Yep. That's the worst thing off living in a car is eating situation.
Yes, he was living out of his car, even though he was making $18 an hour. It's not entirely surprising in Williston, North Dakota. The oil boom there pushed wages sky high. Ditto for rents.
I could pay $1,000 a month just to stay in a crappy apartment with someone, or I could save $1,000 in my bank account.
His 2004 Mazda Tribute became his home.
It's small. Not quite big enough to stretch out in. Need a van.
He declined to give me a look inside, but the economic forces pushing him to sleep in his car were shifting right under his nose.
It's slowed down. I mean, I've had one customer all day today.
This is Brian Way, Petrosic's boss at the U-Haul. He said it was getting hard to maintain a decent inventory of moving trucks. A slowdown in the oil patch meant people were renting trucks to leave town, but...
The issue now that I see is just we don't have many people moving in. I mean, before we would have two or three a day, where now we'd have two or three a week.
That was in March. Since then, the picture hasn't brightened much for the oil industry. So I called Mitch Petrosic, you know, the hot dog guy, for an update.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mitch?
This is. Hey,
turns out he left Williston a couple weeks ago. He and his boss both got transferred to a U-Haul facility on the other side of North Dakota.
Yep, we both got job opportunities in Fargo, so we both jumped on them.
Petrosic says business back at the U-Haul in the oil patch was about the same as when we last spoke.
Oh, yeah, there's still way more people going out than coming in.
The bigger deal for him? He can now afford an apartment in Fargo. Goodbye, hot dogs. Hello, home-cooked meals. I'm Manny Baxter for Marketplace.
And finally, it seems gold investors have one more thing to worry about today that's pushing the price of the precious metal lower: Indian weddings, or more specifically, a slump in them. Reuters is reporting that a dearth of auspicious dates on the Hindu calendar in the second half of the year could crimp nuptial celebrations by as much as 30%. And experts say that'll have a huge impact on the price of gold, where an average bridal dowry includes almost a pound of jewelry. As it is, at $1,200 an ounce, gold is down $100 in the past 4 months and is coming off its worst week in 2 months. In New York, I'm Matt Nesta with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.